Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rashid Zahidi is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Rashid is President and CEO of Sentinel Background Checks. He's the author of a new book called The Business Immunity System, and it's all about privacy, how to protect your privacy, how to secure your data, how to secure your financial assets, and how to do that in your small business. Rashid Zahidi, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you very much.
So, okay, into the second decade of the 21st century, privacy and personal information security is almost in many ways a thing of the past, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is very difficult, as you've seen. Like you see the headlines all the time. It's like, you know, all the data breaches. Every time the reports come out, and it's like fraud is increasing, identity theft is increasing. There is all these different things going on.
It's a multi-billion-dollar. It's a global multi-billion-dollar, multi-hundreds of billion-dollar industry, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And then we're always trying to, you know, safeguard our information, both as consumers and as businesses. And there are safeguards to take, and there are things to do just to make ourselves a harder target.
There are multiple areas of exposure, though, aren't there? There's our personal information. There's our business data. There's our financial records. There's our healthcare information. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many different places where we really need to be paying attention to protect, shouldn't we?
Yes, absolutely. We all have a role to play. I mean, both as consumers, when it comes to safeguarding our personal information and our data, and then also the people and businesses that we entrust with that information also have to take the right safeguards, mm-hmm. as well as other institutions and government and such.
One of the things you talk about in your book is protecting your business from employees who might try to take advantage of you. I have been the subject of employee theft before, and so I know a little bit about what that's about. That was a financial situation. Talk to us about how you deal with this in your book.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry to hear that you've been affected by that, but you are not alone. I keep hearing from different business owners who have been, victims of embezzlement, theft of all types of forms, and obviously, like at minimum, it can be a nuisance, but in some instances, it can be devastating, and some people have lost their businesses as a result. Mm-hmm. So it is very important to do the due diligence ahead of time, and not leave things for chance, not play Russian roulette with these. Because mm-hmm. when you're bringing someone into your business, it's like bringing them into your family.
And well, when you say due diligence, you're talking about taking the appropriate steps to find out what you can know about this person. And of course, some things you can't ask certain questions, but you can call people they used to work for, can't you?
Yes, you can do a few different things. Depending, it has to be commensurate with the type of job you are hiring for. So it can be too invasive, but you have the right, obviously, to do research to know who you're hiring. Starting with making sure that the person who's presented in front of you mm-hmm. is actually who they say they are. Mm-hmm. And criminal records, if they're going to be driving seniors or kids or anything, you want to be a driver motor vehicle record. If there it's something medical or something, you want to check their credentials. Are they real? Are they fake? Are they running away from a different state because their license was, revoked or suspended, and they're trying to start over in another? It all depends on what you're hiring for.
And also, what are the circumstances of them leaving the last employment?
Yes, absolutely, yes. Reference checks, credentials checks. it all comes together. I mean, you have to make sure that that you take the time to do that. I mean, it's like if we show some discipline in early on in that process, then we don't have to show regret later.
Right. Right.
And which it's so much worth it, because obviously, as you know, and most business owners know, that the cost of bad hires is crazy. It's out
That's
there
right.
because I mean, it's
right.
yeah, it's many
well, you,
times.
You actually call this the business immunity system. What part of it makes it a system?
Well, what makes it a system is that, like, it warns you against the different pitfalls. It directs you what you can and what you can't do, and it also helps you avoid what gets people into trouble. As if you've seen in the headlines lately, there are many big companies, mm-hmm. many juggernauts that got sued because they were not using the right forms, they were not using the right processes. Because what you find is that, like, people either don't do background checks and they get into trouble, or they do them, but they do them the wrong way and they get into trouble. So, because you can get into trouble one of two ways. There's negligent hiring, there's workplace violence, there's obviously employee theft, embezzlement, all of these different things, but there's also violations of the Federal Credit Reporting Act, or Equal Employment Opportunity Commission can come after you.
What your system does helps people navigate the practical and the legal waters
right.
of doing due diligence on a prospective employee.
Yes, exactly. It shows you how to do what you need to do mm-hmm. safely and
thoroughly
while minimizing those risks.
Yeah, exactly. So another thing is that you can do is when you're looking into an employee past, you can or not their past but their activity, you can check out their social media. That's another thing that's when you're on social media, you don't have a lot of privacy there, right? So
right,
I mean we actually follow when we have a new employee prospect, we look at their social media activity here. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's you can do things, but you're only looking for certain things. You're looking for is the person out there like issuing threats? Is the person out there issuing mm-hmm. very irresponsible illegal stuff?
Right.
Things like that. Obviously, you don't want all their.
You're not necessarily looking for anything, but it's just I think today, folks. Let me put it this way. We've made decisions, hiring decisions around here based on what we discovered on social media. So I would encourage you to do that. You know what? Another thing that's going on these days is tax ID theft. We come back, I'm going to ask Rashid to help us understand how to protect ourselves against that. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.